It's seen its happy days and its sad days for sure, this place. Two summers ago, I was out front and this native dude comes down the street and he's looks pretty interesting. He's got like a backpack with a big Canadian flag on a stick sticking out of it. He's got a beer in one hand. And he comes out and he's walking down the street and he's with his daughter and another guy, his daughter's boyfriend. And he sees me working out front and he gets all excited, comes over, like they see the plaque too. He was looking at the plaque and he was quite impressed by that. And he comes up and he says, I used to live here in, and I think he said something like 1988, something like that. And he just begged me to show him the house, show him around the house. And I wasn't too sure because, you know, like I have had people come by that, you know, they read the plaque and they'd say like, oh, I remember those people. And but then they'd give some details and it was quite obvious that they didn't know those people. Like they were a block over where then, you know, they weren't in the same place that they thought they were. So I was kind of wondering about this guy, right? But I took him in the back door and he knew every bit of this house. And he had he said it was a crazy house. It was kind of a revolving door of people renting different rooms in it and stuff, kind of a flop house, right, in a sense, right? And his name was Barclay Batosh. And he and his daughter came in as well. She was in her 20s and he was excited to the point of tears. Like he couldn't believe it. He said he had just all the memories that he had of this place. He actually pointed the back bedroom. Well, he said that this is where I met your mother. And then he says, this is the room you were conceived in.